The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, Licensed Nutrition Counselor.
Everyone, welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and you are in for an hour of high quality discussion, information you can use to literally change the way your life and your health go. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. So I guess the quiet means I have to start off today with the topic.
Oh, do you want me to? I have some good ones I want to talk about. Okay, should we go rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first?
I don't. Do you like this?
I do. Okay, so... what we're talking about this morning, something that's been in the headlines for the past few weeks, actually longer than that, and I'm talking about the Zika virus and the mosquitoes that are transmitting that virus. And what we're finding out is, in addition to those mosquitoes, a particular type of mosquito, in addition to that insect transmission, we are finding out that there may be transmission of the virus through sexual contact. And we are just recently in the news, the information was coming out that there is potential transmission just in the exposure to body fluids from an infected person. So it doesn't necessarily have to be sexual contact. Very interesting. There is, I'm not sure what South American country just declared that the Zika epidemic is on the decline. It is no longer able to be categorized as an epidemic, as there are fewer and fewer individuals being diagnosed with the virus. But so important for us to understand that you are not powerless, and so important for us to understand that you don't necessarily have to immediately come to a conclusion that eradicating that particular type of mosquito, which would be able to be done in less than 6 months, it would be able to be, that mosquito may be eradicated by introducing infertile mosquitoes into that population, and ultimately that type of mosquito would die out. However, we're finding that maybe it isn't just the mosquitoes that we need to be concerned about, and certainly we don't necessarily want to spend millions of dollars on spraying pesticides to kill off those mosquitoes. So much to learn about with regard to the Zika virus.
Well, what I find interesting here, when we originally spoke about Zika, and if you were to look it up, it said it was originally discovered around 1946 or 47 in Africa, and it really didn't pose much of a problem there. They never reported any cases of microcephaly. What they said was you might get a rash, a fever, and in a week you'd be over it. And that was the extent of it. And now there's information coming out that it was first isolated in 1947 by scientists working at the Rockefeller Foundation. It was discovered in a rhesus monkey that was being held in captivity. So now people are wondering, was Zika created in the lab for experimental purposes? And like Janet said, Zika's been around for a long time, but in 2012 is when the outbreak began, coinciding with the release of those genetically modified mosquitoes that were released to combat dengue fever, which was also a mosquito-borne disease. So it seems like we're not really being told all the facts. And then, of course, the what they're doing in Brazil now is spraying with harmful pesticides, trying to eradicate the mosquitoes. And those pesticides include aluminum, mercury, formaldehyde, and all those things can be damaging to an unborn. And I think, just wonder if they're working on a vaccine for that too. It looks like there may be a vaccine available, or they're working on it.
My understanding was that they were working on it. So here, these approaches with the pesticide, with genetic modification of an insect being introduced into that population. A lot of money being spent there. And where is that money coming from, Dr. Slavin? And what goal might they have in mind?
Well, this is interesting. So in 2014, the Brazilian Minister of Health mandated that all expectant mothers receive a new vaccine. I don't know if the vaccine was for Zika, but it was a new vaccine. And that coincided with the appearance of the microcephaly. So maybe that might be the real explanation rather than Zika. But Zika is being blamed for all birth defects. And by doing that, the biotech industry is using Zika virus to cover up three science experiments that have gone bad: the introduction of that vaccine, the use of insecticides, and the use of genetically modified mosquitoes. And it's not the first time that information has been disseminated without revealing the exact truth of everything. What would be another example of...
Dr. Slavin, that vaccine that they were just referring to, that you were talking about, is the DTaP vaccine, diphtheria pertussis tetanus. And so it was an experiment with regard to that vaccine that went bad. So here we have pediatricians very strongly behind that DPT or TDAP vaccine. And we don't necessarily know what we're exposing our children to,
usually
our babies.
The recommendation is for pregnant women to avoid vaccines, except recently they were saying it's okay to get pertussis. Now they're promoting vaccines in pregnant women, but it used to be, you know, don't take a chance with anything.
Don't take a chance with anything, and they certainly are recommending flu vaccines for pregnant women, which, in my opinion, is absolutely outrageous.
So we'll go to another topic that we don't hear anything spoken about. You never hear these things reported in the mainstream media, and this is how Americans are now spending billions on natural health remedies. Which include homeopathy and superfoods, while denouncing Big Pharma's failed medicine. Well, people wouldn't be spending billions if they were satisfied with mainstream medicine's approach and the results that mainstream medicine is getting. But here's the the difference. Mainstream medicine doesn't jump into action until you get sick. And people don't like that approach. They want to know how to stay healthy. And mainstream medicine has nothing to offer them in that category of how to stay healthy. Would you agree or disagree, Jim?
I'm 150% behind that statement, Dr. Slavin.
With a certain caveat. If, in mainstream medicine, if you want to stay healthy, make sure you get all your vaccines. That's one of their approaches. And make sure that you stop smoking. And I think that's the extent of it. They might mention exercise a little bit.
Well, they're going to say if you take this blood pressure pill, you will protect yourself from heart and circulatory disease. Here, if you take this cholesterol-lowering drug, you will protect yourself from heart attack and circulatory disease. And having absolutely nothing to do with preserving health, but it is being presented in such a way that people mistakenly conclude that these pharmaceutical chemicals will bring about health.
Well, I think, you know, the fallacy with that reasoning by mainstream medicine is that heart disease is already there. I mean, high blood pressure is already there. It's a disease. So you're going to treat one disease to prevent another disease. But in both cases, the cause of the problem is not being removed.
Okay, so here's the disease category, hypertension and hypercholestemia.
Hypercholesterolemia,
yes. And those aren't diseases. They're named diseases, but they are not diseases. They are symptoms of poor lifestyle, poor diet.
Well, and I would agree, and therefore there is no such thing as a disease.
That's right? Okay. There is health, and there is not health. And here we go. What are the things that support health? What are the things that cover up signs and communications from your body that something is awry? Yesterday's show, Dr. Slavin, you said that in the 1800s, cancer was a rarity. And so there may have been a whole range of other diseases that the pharmaceutical community found chemicals that they could use to minimize the symptoms. And that's all that's being done is symptom minimization.
Think of if you change your way of thinking about diseases and think of them as symptoms of an underlying problem, then your whole approach changes. And we'll talk about that after we come back from the break.
So, you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex test and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Would you like a solution to elevated blood pressure? An intravenous treatment done once every 2 weeks for 1 month, then one treatment monthly with blood pressure monitoring and adjusting the schedule according to your personal needs. This has the support you need to balance and optimize blood pressure. No more unexpected fluctuations if your medication is missed. The possibility of actually reaching the underlying cause of elevated blood pressure with intravenous nutrients brings an entirely new dimension to hypertension treatment. Come see Janet Cimarelli at the Institute of Advanced Medicine to find out more. 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And just before the break, we were having a discussion about what is a disease, what are symptoms, and here's my take on symptoms. Symptoms that we have categorized as disease warnings, I kind of view in a different way. And my view is your body is giving you information that something is awry. Some nutrient is missing, some function on a cellular level or a system level is not working. And you can do the approach that mainstream medicine provides, which is, okay, let's take this drug, and you will no longer be bothered by that symptom. Or you can pay attention. What could be contributing to the symptom? And here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, and certainly at our sponsors, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, there are choices so that you can find out what's the underlying issue that you're dealing with.
I think that's a very important point. If, you know, when you think of a disease, then your mind automatically goes to what treatment can I get for the disease? And they've divorced the connection of the disease with the underlying cause. Now, if you change it and say, that's not a disease, that's a symptom of something gone wrong with your body, all of a sudden that treatment that you're being told to get doesn't make any sense.
Why
are you giving me this when that has nothing to do with why I'm sick? You know, it's just a cover-up. But that's what they've done. They've taken all these symptoms and converted them into diseases so they can promote a drug.
Dr. Slavin, I'm coming in my mind. I'm thinking about something that you have been talking about for a number of years, and it has to do with breast cancer. So breast cancer has been evolving into this super frightening diagnosis. And let's say, maybe even breast cancer isn't necessarily in that category of disease. If you neglect the symptoms, if you neglect the development potential that's there, then yes, indeed, it has evolved to a point where you may very well need mainstream medicine attention. However, suppose it's merely a symptom of your hormones being out of balance, and that if you take that information and so balance your hormones and so dramatically support your immune system, maybe you actually can recognize it as communication from your body. What do you think?
I think that I agree with that, but here's the other thing I want to point out, that cancer is not some mysterious illness. It's your own cells in your body behaving improperly.
Right.
So it's not you haven't been attacked by some outside force. Your own cells are behaving improperly because of some external influence now, like hormonal balance. So what I wanted to mention in that context, and I think I had it, if I can find it here. But therefore, you want to look for the things that affect your cells to function improperly. So, like Janet just mentioned, all right, hormonal imbalance. Why do we have hormonal imbalances? It's because of the environment. If you go back a couple hundred years, this was not an issue. If you look at Japan, they don't have the same incidence of breast cancer. Now, is it because they have less environmental influences on the women? I'm not sure I have the answer. Some people blame it on their diet. Their diet may be better.
Well, Well, their diets, unfortunately for many people, may be significantly contaminated with a variety of different toxic chemicals. Toxic chemicals that we have come to view as every day. I'm talking about those different hand sanitizers. Triclosan in those hand sanitizers is a very toxic carcinogenic chemical. And yet people turn to those hand sanitizers, viewing them as something that is protective, something that is beneficial. Oh, you don't want that weed sprouting up in your driveway? Heaven forbid that you should bend down and pull it out. No, reach for Roundup. Spray it with Roundup. What's Roundup full of? Glyphosate.
So here's what I wanted to point out to sort of give you a feel for how the environment is impacting our health. And that's really why you're seeing a rise in the incidence of cancer. And the headline here is, a generation of poisoning with gender-bending chemicals has created a new class of youth who fail to recognize gender at all. And we've talked about this topic in the context of the alligators down in Florida.
For sure. The change in genitalia in the alligators that have been subjected to all of the pollution runoff from northern Florida agriculture, and the population, literally, of the alligators being disturbed.
So the article is talking about the fact that they're not making a distinction with gender. And we're witnessing that in the media on a daily basis when they have, what would you call the bathrooms now? You don't have men and women bathrooms. Now you have bathrooms for everybody. And that may or may not be okay. I just think the problem is, if you have a bathroom that is used by one person at a time, doesn't matter who goes in there. But when you have a bathroom that's used by all genders all the time, I think that's what people are concerned about. You're silent. Why are you not commenting on that?
Okay. Why am I not commenting on that? Once again, I believe that our contaminated foods have been contributing to hormone disruption, and that ultimately it is hormone disruption that contributes to the inability to identify as male or female. So I don't necessarily think it's a psychological or an emotional issue. I do believe that it is a physical hormonal issue. And this is certainly uncharted territory. We have no idea what the chemical experiments, and let's bring into, okay, it isn't even chemical, the electromagnetic frequency pollution that we're subjected to, how that is affecting our brain chemistry. Where does all of the energy for our bodies and for our minds come from? It comes from our brains. So there's so much to be encompassed in this discussion, Dr. Slavin, and I think we are just on the edge of huge changes because of that poisoning of our population. Well, and our babies, those vaccines, the plastics, the whole picture of bringing up our babies.
I think that some people might say that approach is just a more enlightened approach. Others are saying that exposure to the endocrine disrupting chemicals from the environment, which are found in plastics, herbicides, pesticides,
environmental pollution,
like bisphenol A, glyphosate, soy, and other hormone disrupting chemicals are what's behind it. it's not, you know, a higher understanding of the whole process. So we're missing the opportunity to stop the damage that's being done.
Well, I say we are on an evolutionary branching, and that the people who are understanding the disruption being done to their genes and ultimately to their offspring by exposure to so many of the negatives that we discuss here on Natural Doc Radio, and the people who choose to avoid those contaminants as much as possible. It is not possible, in my view, to be 100% free of those contaminants. I mentioned the electromagnetic frequency contamination, the way we produce our livestock. We talked about that yesterday. And Dr. Slavin, I made you take those pictures down off the screen because they were so disturbing. And how is it that humans have become so barricaded against an emotional response to how we treat animals?
No, I don't think it's that at all. I think we don't live in an agrarian society anymore. It used to be everybody had a farm. They had their own animals, and I think they took care of their animals because it was an investment. Now everybody lives in the city, so you have, proportionately speaking, very few people that are involved with the animals. So the majority of people probably have never even seen the farm animals close up.
It's true, but I think it's something that's critically important for people to become aware of, that if you're consuming that livestock that has been literally tortured with toxic food, tortured with confinement, tortured with very much contaminated water, in unsanitary conditions, living their entire lives in critically unsanitary conditions, be good for you to consume.
And just going back specifically to what endocrine disrupting chemicals do, they mimic estrogen. And that's why the alligators had problems. What was happening there is the female alligators were maturing quicker than the male, and there was a problem with procreation. Well, the same thing in humans. So when you have these chemicals mimicking estrogen, at the same time they're depleting testosterone, and these hormonal imbalances are having their effect on the growth and development of children.
That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. More to come.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Slavin, and I want to remind you that here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, we try to keep up to date with the latest diagnostic and therapeutic tools. And just for starters, I'm reminding you now, go to our website, drslavin.com. Go to the functional drop-down menu, and you'll see such advances like the Zytoscan, the Cell Wellbeing test, and my favorite of all, the therapeutic treatment called UVLRX, which is giving people tremendous benefits.
For information on the Institute of Advanced Medicine, go to drslavin.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And before we get back to the discussion, I just want to let everyone know that you can find me here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine with some very special approaches for supporting your good health. So I'm doing half-hour consultations, and you can call the Institute of Advanced Medicine, 954-748-4991, to make an appointment with me. And people who are making appointments to see me are also being offered a free ZYTOSCAN, ZYTO, and the ZYTOSCAN gives you a very broad approach to supporting your good health, giving you the information you need to make a difference. And so you can come find me here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Dr. Slavin?
Janet, I want to talk a little bit about a patient that was here yesterday, a woman in her 70s. And her complaint was rapid heartbeat. And I'm sure you may hear people talk about that. And yes, she had a rapid heartbeat. It was about 110, maybe 115, somewhere around there, along with the high blood pressure. And she wanted to know what to do. The interesting thing is she's been to the hospital. She's been to walk-in clinics. And you know, they don't seem to be addressing the problem appropriately. In other words, how do you what is the appropriate way to address that problem? Look for the underlying cause. Don't treat the symptom. That's what we always talk about. So, how do you find out what the underlying cause is? You have to spend time talking to the person.
Isn't that a novel concept? Communication.
But think of the difference. They come in with a rapid heart rate. Okay, that takes 2 seconds. I'll give you a drug to slow it down. Or if you spend time and learn more about the patient, you realize the patient's not drinking enough and probably has a magnesium deficiency. And how do I prove that my assessment was correct? Well, we gave her magnesium intravenously, an IV of magnesium and fluids. And after it was completed, her heart rate, which was over 110, was back in the 70s. And her blood pressure was back in the normal range. And she felt better. And she didn't go to the hospital. And she, you know,
didn't have to take a drug.
Right. And this is true of, I would say true of most problems that people go to the doctors for. And it's too, you know, that's where the fork in the road begins. You can be given a drug, or you can address the underlying cause. In this case, it was lack of hydration and lack of magnesium, which is an extremely important nutrient. It's the fourth most abundant mineral in the body, and it's important for heart function. And without it, you're going to have muscle weakness, heart irritability. So, and it has to be checked. And I don't know if the doctors are routinely checking it.
Well, if they're checking it, they're checking serum magnesium levels. What do you think of that, Dr. Slavin?
Well, I hope they're not still doing that.
Oh, I see it all the time on blood work.
Oh, well, let me tell you another story about a patient. They came in and they went to their family doctor for a sinus problem, and they immediately prescribed Levaquin.
Oh.
I said, you know, we've talked about Levaquin here on the program. It is one of the most dangerous antibiotics to use in that category of the fluoroquinolones, and the problem here too is they don't even know if they're treating a bacterial infection. Oh, a sinus problem here, take an antibiotic. How do you know it's a bacterial infection?
Well, it's interesting because I'm thinking about a potential relationship between the two descriptions you've just made, the woman with the rapid heartbeat and the sinus problem. Nobody talks about the symptoms associated with dysfunctional thyroid. So when you're talking about a rapid heartbeat, sometimes that can be the result of hyperthyroid. And sometimes there are women who have the symptoms of both hyper and hypothyroid. So those are two, in my view, artificial categories kind of created by mainstream medicine because there are different pharmaceutical chemicals appropriate for both of those diagnoses. The other one, sinus infections, recurrent sinus infections. Once again, I talk to people about thyroid dysfunction. Is your body temperature low? You can take an antibiotic for a sinus infection. As soon as you come off that antibiotic, the sinus infection may reoccur. And if you support your body temperature, if you support thyroid and adrenal function, you're going to see a benefit with regard to your predisposition, so to speak, to developing sinus infections.
And, you know, we're all about trying to stay healthy, but mainstream medicine, again, misses their opportunity. I mentioned magnesium before and how correcting magnesium deficiencies are very beneficial. It's been estimated about 80% of Americans are deficient in magnesium. And how do you know if you're deficient? Because your body is not going to tell you directly. You know, there's no inner voice telling you, oh, I'm deficient in magnesium. But, like I just mentioned, if you have any cardiac arrhythmias, and even a rapid heart rate would be considered an arrhythmia, or you have anxiety or panic attacks, fatigue, insomnia.
That's interesting that fatigue could be one of the situations that comes about with a magnesium deficiency, because one would think that with plenty of magnesium, you'd be very relaxed.
Well, even high blood pressure could be a sign of a magnesium deficiency.
Insomnia. I tell people all the time, if they're having trouble sleeping or staying asleep throughout the night, magnesium is kind of a foundational approach.
Early signs of magnesium deficiency include loss of appetite, headache, nausea, fatigue, and weakness. And what do you do if you have any of those symptoms? One of the things is make sure you check your intracellular magnesium level. You can do that with a red blood cell magnesium. All the labs do that.
Interesting, because one of them, one of the associated issues with a magnesium deficiency, Raynaud's syndrome. So I'm thinking, okay, well, how could that be? When there's a magnesium deficiency, you have a calcium-magnesium imbalance, too high a calcium level, and your muscles may be constricted in such a way that minimizes circulation to the extremities, resulting in cold hands and feet that very well are diagnosed as Raynaud's. So many different issues and such a common deficiency. Dr. Slavin, and the people that you test their red blood cell magnesium levels, do you see so many people deficient or at least borderline?
Yes.
Okay, well, so it's common.
Well, here's the problem that doctors face all the time. They think that if you're in the range that the lab gives you, that then the patient is perfectly normal. And I always point out to patients that being in range is not optimal. I would recommend always being in the higher end of the range in most instances. So magnesium, you want to be near the top of that range. Being near the bottom may not be adequate for you. Now, here are some of the more common illnesses. I bet you, well, let me talk about osteoporosis for a second. When was the last time a doctor said to you, make sure you take your magnesium so that your bones don't get thin.
Never, never, never. And the research has been out there for years. Excess calcium is very much a contributing factor to inability to maintain strong bones.
Now, another association with magnesium deficiency is insulin resistance. What that means is that's a pre-diabetic condition. Perhaps you make sure your magnesium levels are optimal and you help prevent that from progressing to non-insulin dependent diabetes, which is 90% of the diabetics.
So, Dr. Slavin, do you recommend intravenous magnesium treatments as kind of an introduction to regulating magnesium levels in people's bodies? The thing is, I get concerned about different types of magnesium taken orally. A lot of times I see people taking magnesium oxide, and I don't necessarily think it does very much to maintain their cellular magnesium status.
Well, the problem for a lot of people is before they can get the beneficial effects of oral magnesium replacement, they get digestive problems, loose stools, and they say, I can't take magnesium. Well, in those patients that can't tolerate it, then you have to use it intravenously. You know, I had a discussion with a doctor who worked for Medicare, and he was, you know, he wasn't paying for the, you know, magnesium IVs. I said, well, these patients couldn't tolerate it orally. He says, I never heard of magnesium IVs. So I explained to him, you heard of potassium IVs. They give that all the time in the hospital when someone's potassium is low. You know why they don't give magnesium IVs in the hospital? Because they don't check for it.
Aha.
You know, if you don't check for it, you'll never find a deficiency. But potassium they check for routinely because it's on the chemistry panel. They don't put magnesium on the chemistry panel. And therefore, you have all the problems associated with magnesium deficiencies continuing.
Do you think there's a reason why it isn't on the chem panel, Dr. Slavin? The suspicious nature of mine coming to the fore.
So if I could read your mind, you're saying they deliberately want to keep you sick so they can make more money on you.
Whew.
I don't know if that's what you were thinking.
I was thinking that if everyone were very well supported with regard to magnesium status, blood pressure hypertension patients would no longer be hypertensive.
I mean, that's a very strong possibility. How about this fact about magnesium? A meta-analysis indicated that for every 100 milligrams that increase intake of magnesium, you reduce your risk of colon cancer by 13%.
Now, we talk all the time about the importance of calcium and vitamin D with regard to colon cancer, but very rarely might you see any information about the importance of balancing that out with magnesium and reducing your colon cancer risk.
So the interesting thing is, so you have magnesium helping to prevent diabetes and also lowering the risk of tumors. And maybe the fact that it does both is showing the connection between insulin resistance and the development of tumors. And we know that connection exists.
So the nutritionist in me is saying you can get nuts and seeds and support magnesium, some sesame seeds, just add some sesame seeds to your salad, avocados, fabulous to support your magnesium levels. What's very interesting is that glyphosate can be a contributing factor to magnesium deficiency. So not only are we poisoning our environment, killing monarch butterflies, doing a wide range of environmental damage, we are also doing that internal damage with the glyphosate-contaminated foods. What are glyphosate-contaminated foods? Foods that are genetically modified to have the crops resist the application of Roundup. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned, more to come. you support your probiotic status with Janabiotic, you're on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Janabiotic. Your immune system benefits with Janabiotic. Your digestion benefits with Janabiotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for their health and well-being? Enhance your health with Janabiotic, available at Dr. Herb Slavin's office, the Institute of Advanced Medicine.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Delicious, fragrant, moisturizing. What is it? Janabomb. The best taste from all organic ingredients to smooth your lips. The best fragrance from all organic ingredients to soothe a bite from a mosquito or no-see-um. Heal your chapped lips. Stop the itch from an insect bite. Just a dab of Janabomb on your lips or on a rash and get relief. Janabomb's great for lips, rash, or insect bite. Find out more at Janazon.com. Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're having such a very wide-ranging discussion this morning, and our latest topic is the importance of magnesium. And unfortunately, magnesium is a mineral that far too many Americans are deficient in.
And in part because the soils have been depleted in magnesium. I want to point out another thing. You go to the doctor and you have high blood pressure. He gives you a diuretic, a water pill, to lower your blood pressure, which further lowers your magnesium, which you didn't check to begin with. And it's just one vicious cycle after another. And then, of course, the low magnesium predisposes you, as we mentioned, to cancer, to heart disease, to cardiac arrhythmias. And this is mainstream medicine. They ignore the causes of the problem in order to sell a drug. Now, what do you have a favorite type of magnesium supplement that you recommend?
I tend to recommend combinations of different forms, different chelated forms of magnesium, as well as a little bit of magnesium oxide. So magnesium citrate is one that I recommend. Magnesium oxide, as I said, a little bit in that formula. Magnesium taurate for calming and muscle relaxation. So I like a combination of different forms.
Well, in answer to that question, the one that works is the one I like. But magnesium glycinate is one that supposedly gives you less digestive problems. But there's a new magnesium, threonate, which I really like. The product we have, it's in a powdered form. And you just mix it with water, and it tastes really good. But it has the ability to penetrate the mitochondrial membrane, which is extremely important. And I think it also helps penetrates the blood-brain barrier as well. So it's a very effective magnesium. But at the end of the day, I would say magnesium carbonate, which is not on the... Oh, here it is. You don't want to use. That's an antacid, so that's actually going to block the body's ability to absorb the magnesium that might be in there. The other thing that you have to know is how to read a label. When you're trying to decide how much magnesium is in that product, I'll give you an example. a product may say magnesium glycinate, 1,000 milligrams.
Ooh.
So how misleading is that? Because what you want to look for is elemental magnesium. So when you have magnesium glycinate, 1,000 milligrams, 900 of that is glycinate, 100 is elemental magnesium. You should look for a label that specifically says elemental magnesium. But at the end of the day, have your levels checked. That's the only way you're going to know if the product you're taking is being absorbed or if your body's able to absorb it or having some problems. When we check magnesium, we look for intracellular magnesium levels as well as your urine levels of magnesium. And the reason for that is if you have low levels of intracellular magnesium yet have high levels in your urine, that means the body's incapable of conserving magnesium. The normal response would be if you have low levels of magnesium in your cells, the body wants to hold on to as much magnesium as possible. And to me, that's the tip-off that you may be accumulating other heavy metals that are competing with magnesium and fooling the body into thinking it's got enough magnesium. So, but these tests aren't done by mainstream doctors. They don't have the time or the knowledge to do these tests because it's just not the way they've been taught. They've been taught to just hand out drugs for all the problems that magnesium causes. And let's just go back to that for a second. So anxiety and panic attacks, do they give magnesium? No, they give tranquilizers. For blood clots, because it may increase your risk of blood clots, they'll give you anticoagulant medication. For depression, magnesium deficiencies can cause depression. They'll give antidepressants rather than consider magnesium. The same thing for fatigue and low blood sugar, high blood pressure, insomnia, migraines. They don't consider checking for magnesium or even correcting any deficiencies. They have a drug to give for those problems. Osteoporosis, they're not recommending magnesium. They're giving out drugs for that. This really highlights the disparity between mainstream medicine's approach and what we started off today's program talking about, and that's the fact that Americans are now spending billions on natural health remedies while denouncing Big Pharma's failed medicine because they're not looking for the underlying cause. They're looking for a drug. And that's, doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to the people that listen to this program, but it still makes sense to the majority of physicians and patients out there.
Okay. What has gone wrong with our medical education? The takeover of medical schools by the big pharma, the support of medical schools with dollars from pharmaceutical companies. And so essentially what you're dealing with is cookbook medicine. Oh, you have a migraine? Let me look that up. Here are the drugs. Oh, you've had a blood clot? Ooh, let me look that up. Here's the drugs.
Well, just consider this. Look at how many advertisements for drugs there are on television. And do you ever hear anything negative about a drug on television? You don't, because they have to give that. I'm talking about separate news reports talking about how antidepressants don't work or antidepressants may be behind all those shootings by people. Because if you read the side effects of antidepressants, it's clearly there. So that's what you have to be aware of, that you have to, in many cases, in most cases, do your own research to find out the truth about it.
Okay, so for all of those listeners out there who may be thinking, maybe this drug I have been taking for so many years and doesn't appear to be doing a truly efficient job at overcoming my issues, maybe there is a way to discover the underlying nutrient imbalances, the underlying hormonal imbalances, the underlying cellular information that will give you the focus to find a true solution rather than covering up the symptom with a pharmaceutical. And you can do all of that at the Institute of Advanced Medicine here in Lauderhill. And if you're interested in setting an appointment, you can call 954-748-4991. And there are a whole range of different approaches. The testing that's done at Advanced Medical Testing Center, as well as the approaches to overcome problems at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. So, Dr. Slavin, magnesium, you find that when you're testing people, that that is a very common deficiency. Vitamin D is a very common deficiency. And there's another whole list of nutrient deficiencies that very much contribute to dysfunction in people who are not feeling well for a variety of reasons. And tomorrow here on Natural Doc Radio, we'll discuss more of those things that you can use to naturally support good health and well-being. See you tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
Have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.